Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie, whether or not Pilk will be on our holiday menu, the YouTuber who pooped on his friend, and how to get free denim from the buckle. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
A 5, 6, 7, 8. What happened to a 1, 2, 3, 4?
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Does it ever go 9, 10, 11, 12?
It can do anything. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Do you know how to do a box step?
Box step. No.
Are all dancing?
Oh, Willie just left. Willie opened the door to the room and left.
Because he heard you clapping. He heard
he heard
your gums flapping.
He heard a 5, 6, 7, 8, and he knew. He said, "I'm not stretched yet."
Maybe he went to put on his tap shoes.
I wish Willie had tap shoes. Would he have tap shoes or 2 tap shoes?
4.
Well, how is he gonna hold a little cane?
With his mouth?
No, it's a go.
With his mouth.
Okay, with his canines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. you nailed it, bro. You really got it.
Hey, Corey, happy December.
It's been December.
Has it?
You don't gotta be December if you stay December.
I've always said that.
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, shit. I think I missed Sarah Bareilles' birthday.
Oh, my God.
Fuck me.
She's a... Sag?
You know, yeah, she is. You know whose birthday is the day this episode comes out?
Who?
Redacted.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
Also a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it.
I mean, I saw your tweet the other day about he's a 10, but he stands redacted.
A
lot of people guessing in your replies as if there wasn't an actual answer. I thought, my God.
Well, everyone has their own answer, which I think is a choose your own ending. Is there an artist for you who if you went on a date with somebody and they say they stan blank, is there an artist that's like, "I just can't date somebody who is a blank fan"?
It depends on the level of stanage. But what I will say is,
if it's in their Twitter bio.
That might be too much for me.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm on a couple like dating apps. I was like, "Hey, I'm going to put myself out there." And a lot of gays really are talking about their queens and their people in their bios.
Yeah, well, it's important. I don't know if I could date somebody who would be like fundamentally against Lady Gaga. It would just be an uphill battle for them.
It's just like everything. Like, how annoying are you? You're never going to find a perfect partner. Everyone's a little annoying. I'm a lot annoying. But like,
I think the problem is if it's their queen, then that is how you're going to be spending your time listening to that person.
But there's a difference between being like, I enjoy Redacted, and being like, Redacted is the best songwriter of our generation. Like, that I can't put up with.
Okay. Good to know. Corey, how are you?
Single.
Oh. another Redacted's birthday alone.
Hey, I took my friend to pick up a Christmas tree a couple weeks ago because...
A real one or a fake one?
A real one, because I have a car and he does not. And I was all, baby, we can just strap it to the top of my car and I'll drive it home for you. And we were waiting in line and he was making a joke about me and he was all, another Christmas alone. And the cashier was like eavesdropping and she goes, no pets or anything, how sad.
Oh. There's still time.
To get what, a pet or a tree?
Well, a tree can be a pet. It can.
I have a lot of plants and they do feel like pets. I was going to get a tree, but then my friend was all, I've never had my own real tree as like a big, like 5-6 foot kind of sitch. And my friend was all, oh baby, you got to fill the tree stand every day to the brim with water. And that tree's going to drink. And I was like, I'm going to be gone for 5 days. I'm going to Michigan in the middle of the month. Like, who's going to, I don't want to come home to a dead tree. So I didn't get one. Well, now I'm a little sad.
It's okay. You should, you know what? I have heard contrasting stories of what is better for the environment.
I have as well. But I did buy some pine scented Febreze.
Oh, you're halfway there.
I walked around the house doing a little dusting this morning. I was listening to a podcast. I was Febrezing my pine Febreze to make my house smell Christmassy.
Happy working
and I thought, fuck dust, you know?
Hey,
what's this dust doing everywhere?
Did we ever officially discuss Enchanted 2?
No, because you had to take a break on it.
I don't know if I ever finished it.
You only watch it in 5-minute increments. We talked about it, but you didn't say you had finished it.
My final answer is I didn't like it.
We shat on Maya Rudolph.
No, oh.
we talked about how we enjoyed the first one.
I saw that they had replaced the daughter actress.
No, it was the exact same cast.
No, they replaced her, but I thought it was the same actress. And apparently the previous daughter has a cameo and she's all like, the festival's in town today. And she just has like one line or something. It's true.
What?
It's true.
I'm on the IMDb right now.
I could have sworn it was the same actress, but then I saw somebody say that.
That's crazy.
Crazy time.
That's okay. Well, this says it was played by this girl in Enchanted 1.
Okay. Are you really fact-checking me live?
Yeah, bitch.
I think that's a smart thing to do. I think that's a smart thing to do.
I got IMDb.
Oh my god.
Okay, here we go. Cast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, different person.
See, but I thought it was the same person. They really cast well.
Well, as someone who hates child actors, maybe she... Did you think she auditioned? Do you think she got to try it out?
I don't know. Well, are you saying I hate child actors? I mean, I do.
I texted you yesterday about how I don't like them.
I hate them.
In fact, so here I was watching that Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie on Netflix with Cord Overstreet that you told me to watch. You told me I would laugh.
Uh-huh. Did you?
I didn't laugh.
That's impossible because you know what? What about the scene where she's falling down the mountain and it lasts for at least 2 minutes?
That's what you thought I would laugh
yes!
at?
Yes!
I thought the funniest part of that movie was when they were in the car and Jingle Bell Rock came on and she sang it, which was a nod to Mean Girls.
Well,
did you not catch that part?
What do you mean, did I not catch it? Of course I caught it.
And like, I don't know. What's like, part of me is all, like people started making shitty Christmas movies because people were enjoying shitty Christmas movies, but now the like trying to purposely make it bad kind of setup feels, I don't know,
a waste of everyone's time.
A waste of everyone's time.
Well, you know what? I was just having this conversation with Hudson. I would love to have a Christmas movie on every single day in December.
Unless you can do that. I've always wanted to do that for October. Watch a scary movie all 31 days the whole month.
Well, you're going to run out of content. You need that steady flow. You need that Ornico flow.
You don't think I could watch 31 scary movies in the month of October?
I'm talking about Christmas movies.
You definitely could. You watch The Family Stone every other day, and then you need to find 15 other movies to put in between goals.
Yeah, but I'm saying I want the like campy, shitty Christmas movies. I like that.
Actually, for Christmas, could you watch the Christmas scary movies?
I would dabble. I would do it.
Krampus?
I think I wouldn't want to, but I would think I could like do it.
Yeah, I saw an article on like Entertainment Weekly that was all 15 scary Christmas movies to watch this year, and I started skimming quickly, and I was like, if they don't have Gremlins, I'm going to be livid, and sure enough, it was there. So
good.
I was happy.
Great.
But what was the name of that Lindsay Lohan amnesia
Falling
movie?
For Christmas.
Okay.
Or something.
Well, I thought I also had a big problem with like how they portray influencers in movies like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's just so over the top. It's just like... I didn't like that actor either.
Go off.
Too much.
Go off.
And he was all, let's take an ussy, which was like supposed to be a joke about a selfie, but then he didn't use the same language throughout the movie. I'm like, baby, if you're going to pretend he calls selfie ussies when there's two people in it, then keep the plot point going for the whole movie.
Was he supposed to be gay?
I thought he was. I thought he was going to be a gay villain trying to get in on that money. But what was he? Just an annoying influencer?
Aren't we all? I can't decide which one I am day by day.
And don't get me started on that child actor.
If you had a string, that would be the sentence you would say if I pulled it.
She was doing two ooh ooh ah ah big eyes wide mouth.
She really
about everything.
She really was.
She was.
But
she
you
was
know,
overacting the house down boot.
It's fine.
With her like perfectly coiffed curled hair, at Christmas morning wakes up looking that good.
Why do you hate children? Disheveled. Why do you hate children around Christmas time?
I hate children
something
all
to
year
think
round,
about.
And you know that.
Well, we just watched the new Pinocchio.
I saw your tweet. I put it on. So last night I watched the White Lotus season 2 finale. I watched Real Housewives of Potomac. It was only 8 o'clock. And I was like, well, Tyler tweeted about this Pinocchio movie. I put it on for 5 minutes and I thought, I can't do this right now.
What do you mean?
I couldn't do it. I said, I would rather read in bed. Oh,
so it was incredible. It was a masterpiece. It was art. It was beautiful. And oh my God, the like.
Come on, Coraline.
It went there. Just wait. You have to keep watching it because it goes. It explores topics that you're like, this is a Pinocchio movie?
Well, but then like, wasn't the narrator was like talking about you as. I was confused. It was in the first 5 minutes.
Okay, well, it's because you have to keep watching to understand what's
going
on.
What's the story behind Pinocchio? A puppet master makes a boy because, what, his kids passed away?
You have to keep watching. I don't want to spoil it. You have to keep watching it. I'm telling you, this
is
a movie you have to watch.
What is the Pinocchio lore of it all?
They will explain it. You have to watch it. You have to watch it.
So if I want a son, but I can't achieve one through practical means, should I carve one?
Sure.
And what kind of magic do I put on it?
I don't know. You have to watch it, my sweet.
I wasn't done talking about Lindsay Lohan.
Then take me back.
I thought her acting was actually pretty good in that movie.
Me too.
And it was like she had never missed a beat. It was like this was what her career should have been, was she should have kept making movies like this. And then all I was going to say is, did you see her Pilk commercial?
Pilk?
Lindsay Lohan's doing a Christmas commercial for Pepsi where she's encouraging people to mix Pepsi and milk, and she's calling it Pilk.
Have you tried it?
No, because I don't have regular milk in the house. I have like low sugar almond milk with a hint of honey.
Did they say you can do that or no? Can you do that?
I mean, I'll try it. Listen, I'm going home to Michigan this week, and I'm sure my mom will have both Pepsi and milk.
Okay.
2%. So I'll give it a whirl.
Do a taste test. Put it on your story. Tag Lindsay Lohan.
Did you ever do like a Pepsi float instead of a root beer float?
No,
or
float, no.
Or like an orange Faygo float?
No, but a ruby red, like
a ruby red squirt?
Maybe a ruby red squirt float. That sounds good with vanilla ice cream.
What'd you do, squirt?
Sometimes, a little bit, just a sip.
I think, are you talking about red pop or are you talking about ruby red squirt?
Ruby red squirt, always.
I don't think citrus goes with ice cream like that.
Okay, talk to me about an orangesicle.
Well, yeah, we can go sorbet.
Okay, so but like an orange popsicle, a vanilla ice cream.
Do you ever go to a party or a school dance or a school dance where they had like a punch, but it had like orange sherbet floating around?
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, cool. Me too.
Yeah. That's a germ-infested situation. That is so disgusting.
I want to volunteer at a school dance and just be the person who scoops the orange sherbet into the punch.
You can, I'm sure. You could do it. Do you need to have kids to volunteer at the high school?
I'll bring my Pinocchio.
Okay. but for real, you need to watch the Pinocchio.
My question is, you know how people like name their kids after like prominent pop culture moments or actors or actresses?
Okay.
Do you think when Pinocchio got big there were any babies named Pinocchio?
You can search how many people in America are named Pinocchio.
Should I right
There's
now?
A website you can search for any name and like how many people have that name. Pinocchio.
I'm looking it up. I just don't know how to spell Pinocchio.
Neither do I. I
baby
had to
game net baby name guesser.
Okay.
Based, they only say a very low. Pinocchio is an extremely rare name.
Sounds like a good one to give.
Okay.
So?
They said the it's a girl. They say Pinocchio is a girl's name, which I don't know why they got to be all out like that. Is that a spoiler? Does the boy turn out to be a girl?
Anyway, go watch it. It's really, really good. It's magical.
You know what? The only reason I did stop it, well, not the only reason, but another reason I stopped it is right when I pushed play, I saw it said 2 hours in the bottom.
Ooh, yeah, I know.
I can't believe you and Hudson watched a two-hour film. Well, where did you find the time?
We took many breaks. We made snacks in the middle. We like...
What kind of snacks?
Quesadillas.
Oh fuck! I bought tater tots yesterday for my air fryer. Ooh,
you know what we've been getting is these sweet potato waffle fries for the air fryer. Holy shit!
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, I went to Cheesecake Factory on Friday, and we went around the table and all named our favorite French fry. A game I feel we've played on this podcast.
Well, yeah, it's my icebreaker when I'm
on a first date.
When I'm an RA and I have to go around the room for new residents. Okay, what's your favorite form of potato?
I don't think you can do that. I think like to compare a baked to a crinkle cut fry ain't the same, sis.
I don't care.
You'll be lucky if I let you squeak a tater tot into this.
Well, people, that's the fun. That's the fun of it all. The magic comes from people's creativity and where their brain goes when they think potato.
And when you were in school, like high school, did you ever dip your French fries in your mashed potatoes?
No.
Oh, wait, you were cold lunch.
No. Yes, I was. I had.
You were cold lunch, but you got free condiments from the condiment area.
Well, yeah.
Pickles. You ate the pickles.
I would always get a plate of pickles on my little styrofoam plate. You could have a free styrofoam plate and you can get any condiments
did
for free.
Did you have... Did you have a lunchbox or was it a like brown paper bag?
Brown paper bags, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Times were tough and they remain.
That's what we had, brown sack lunch.
Yeah. Sometimes we would draw on the paper bag.
Who's we?
Like the family in the morning.
You would all, she'd lay out a marker?
Listen, I don't know. I block it mostly out.
What was in your sack lunch, bro?
Oh, well, when I was like in charge of making my own lunch, so I would just...
Yeah, so was I.
So I would do like a peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich.
Oh, damn. You all had marshmallow fluff?
I know. And so like, I was like obese.
Would you have any like fruit?
No. What do you mean?
String cheese or like a yogurt?
I don't remember a moment where there was fruit in the house. Maybe like a fruit cup, like soaked in syrup. Like,
yeah. Oh, I remember. I remember a time when there was fruit in your house.
What?
The can of peaches.
Oh, yeah. Soaked in syrup. You see? Do you see? And you think I'm going to bring a can of peaches in my sack lunch?
Yes. That's, my mom, I think sometimes we would have those little cans of mandarin oranges.
What would be in your lunch?
I was in charge Pilk? Of packing it, too. No, like a turkey sandwich, like a string cheese. Like a little a chips moment.
A Lunchable?
No. And here's my problem with Lunchables, since you ask. They never really fit in a brown paper bag the way that you wanted it to. You know, it was like too big, too rectangular. I thought, embarrassing. Everybody knows I have a Lunchable.
And that's like there's pride involved in that. It's like they don't want you to conceal the product.
No, I didn't like it. It felt like I was holding my Lunchable vertically.
I would be walking it around like a clutch. Like, yeah. It's a status symbol. Why are you trying to hide it?
We should invent clutchables. It's like a purse that looks like a Lunchable.
Absolutely. And your compact is like one of the circle pizzas.
Of wet ham.
No. It's a circle.
It's like
pizza.
A wet ham and a wet cheese.
Sure. Okay.
It's like, oh, there's like the tiniest little crunch bar in there.
Sure.
Actually, and I know everybody was hot about.
Hot?
I know everyone was hot about pizza Lunchables, but I don't fuck with cold pizza. I never have and I never will. A pizza Lunchable was cold. A leftover pizza the next day, I don't eat it cold.
Leftover pizza in your sack lunch? Holy shit. That is like...
No, we didn't get that. Ooh. Who had pizza during the week?
Well, like a nice Jets cold pizza leftover?
That I don't fuck with cold pizza, bro. Mm. Not at all. It's disgusting.
Okay. All right, it's chill.
It is chilled.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, did you see the Glee trailer?
No, Glee's coming back.
No, the cost of Glee or whatever it is called.
I did see it.
So there's a new documentary coming out about like, I forget, like, well, first of all, what is it? The price of Glee. Like the price of Glee.
It sounds like it's just about three cast members have passed away since the show stopped airing.
Yes. So it says, okay, so it's a three-part documentary exploring the scandals and tragedies of Glee coming in January on Discovery Plus. I watched the trailer. It looks like kind of unnecessary. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I just I already know all of it. So what could they possibly get into?
I don't know. I saw somebody tweeting saying that the like none of the cast like participated in it, but it looked like some of the family members of some of the deceased participated. It, I don't know. It reminded me of some of the Housewives. They've done like Housewives documentaries about a couple of the women who were arrested in the last couple of years, which also felt unnecessary. And they also had a slew of interviews from people who didn't really know what they were talking about. It was just like clickbaity. So I'm sure that's probably what it was, but I'm sure people will watch it. Glee was one of the biggest shows ever.
I will not be watching it.
You don't have to.
I will not.
You don't even have Discovery Plus.
I'm protesting it via luck. My lack of subscription to Discovery Plus.
Did you say Subscovery?
I don't have a login. Do you have a login for that?
I'm sure I could find one. Me and my gays each have.
Oh
like
my
two
gosh!
And we all share.
I need a login for something. What is it,
babe? You try to do this to me all the time, but what I'm telling you is it's a barter system.
I know. I have nothing to offer.
You're not giving. You're just taking.
There is the new Matt Rogers Christmas special on Showtime.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have Showtime Max or Plus or whatever the fuck.
So
do you?
So I paid for Showtime once a year for a month so that I could watch Yellow Jackets and this TV show I love called Couples Therapy. It's like a real therapist and real couples, and they like sit down and talk about their problems. And so I literally pay the $7.99 once a year and then binge those and then cancel it.
Okay, so is this around the time of right now?
No, they just announced the second season of Yellow Jackets comes out in March.
Okay.
So are you willing to watch a Christmas special in March?
I'll wait. Yeah, I'll wait. It seems really good. So I guess I'll just wait it out. Hey, did you hear the news? Everybody's talking.
What's the hot shit?
Speaking of hot shit, kids YouTube star Blippi regrets the viral video in which he poops all over his friend. Before he was Blippi, a Mr. Rogers for the YouTube age, he was Steezy Grossman, and he pooped on his friend.
I don't know any of the people you just named.
Me neither, but it's happening. So apparently this like kids YouTube star, like he's like a he like makes content for
really
children.
Equivalent to Mr. Rogers?
A wildly popular YouTube kids entertainer. A 30-year-old man in an orange bow tie and bright orange glasses. Okay.
He lost me at orange.
Well, you're not a 3-year-old. He has 3.5 million subscribers. Okay, so you know.
Does his shit video exist?
And apparently back in ye olde time, he did poop on a friend of his on a video.
I'm just glad that your content never took that route.
You don't know. You don't know. And you'll never know.
I was with my running friends like last week or so, and they apparently had all went to a baby shower, and then they were like, you will never guess this disgusting game we had to play. And I go, was it melted candy bars in a diaper? And then they all looked at me like, how did I know that?
I would go as far as to say that you originated it.
I mean, I think I originated it on YouTube.
You popularized it. If you were to search the baby diaper challenge right now on YouTube, I think we are the only people who participated.
I started it.
You ended it.
When I'm in the process of interviewing for jobs right now, so I should start leading with that more often.
Game changer, course corrector of culture.
Yeah. I sure did. I sharted.
That's cool. Okay.
But I told them that I melted those candy bars in the diapers and made you guess what they were, but that I actually shit in one. And then they were like, no. And I was like, no, but I did put beefaroni in one.
Did you? I don't remember at all. I don't remember anything.
You don't remember eating beefaroni out of a diaper? Then what do you remember?
Is it true that I did or I didn't? Did I? I don't know. Did I?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't. You could be making that up, and I would believe you. I would have to believe you until I go watch it, and I don't want to go watch it, so I just choose to believe you.
Are you familiar with beefaroni?
I know about it.
What's your favorite Chef Boyardee moment?
Oh, I guess I don't know what beefaroni is. Is that a Chef Boyardee experience?
Do you know what Chef Boyardee ravioli is?
Oh, yeah. It's not good.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that.
It gives me SpaghettiOs.
It's way better than SpaghettiOs. How dare you? Of all the cold soups you've eaten straight out of a can, you've never done it with ravioli or beefaroni?
Probably, but I don't think it's like a go-to for me.
I'm gonna put some in your stocking this year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, do Willie and Crouton have stockings?
No, but that's a great idea.
Or is that too like participatory in Christianity for you?
No. I'll dabble, and I'll appropriate. I will take everything that I want from Christmas, and I'll do what I want. I don't have a problem with that.
I when I come to your house at the end of the month, I better see a biblical representation of what angels actually look like on the top of your
bitch,
tree.
Then you need to watch the new Pinocchio. You want to see a biblically accurate angel?
A spoiler alert.
I'm sorry, but what else do I need to say for you to watch it?
I guess I'll put it on the
You were okay, get stoned and then go on the journey, because you're going to be like, whoa.
Listen, I'm going to be home all week. My mom goes to bed at 7 p.m., so it'll just be me in the living room watching.
7 p.m. Eastern?
Yes.
4 p.m. Pacific?
I can't call her after 3 o'clock my time because she won't answer. She's in bed. Sleepsicle.
Beauty rest.
She works early.
Early girly.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to discuss today, Corey?
Let me see. On my list, Lindsay Lohan Pilk, got it. Lindsay Lohan Xmas movie, got it.
That's everything.
The only other thing I was going to mention was the Elon Musk brain chips, but I don't. That's so old news now. He's done 10 worse things since then.
Yeah. Keep up.
I don't even want to talk about him.
Okay, well, we don't have to. I think we sufficiently did what we needed to do.
I think we got the gerb dern.
Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in Michigan with my family all week, celebrating trauma.
Great. You can find me not in Michigan and celebrating no trauma.
People can find you at World Market getting stockings for the dough.
Hell yeah. Yes, you absolutely can. But if you are in a World Market in the greater Los Angeles area, take a gander at the pillow section. You might find me just hanging. I like to, it is my safe space.
Listen, when I went to Cheesecake Factory in San Francisco Friday, it's in a mall here. And there was a long, it's like on the 9th or 8th floor or some shit. And there's like a long ass line for the elevator. So we took the escalators down through 8 floors of like a Macy's. I did want to look around.
I get it. It's appealing to.
There was like a whole floor for homes and blankets and pillows.
We can go when you come to town.
I was so tired. I wanted to just get in one of the beds.
You can.
But no.
I saw at the Casper store in Los Angeles, it says, come in and take a nap.
You know in like movies in the 80s and 90s, like kids would get locked in malls and just sleep in the beds?
Hell yeah.
I always wanted that.
That's the dream.
But it feels like a lot of like, I'm sure they keep the lights on all night.
I would go, if I got locked in a mall, I would go to the buckle and I would touch the back wall.
Of the buckle? What is it, all buckles?
No, if you touch the back wall before somebody offers to help you, you get a discount.
What?
Try it.
My hometown still has a buckle.
If you make your way to the very back of the buckle and you touch the wall, you get free denim.
It's ugly denim.
You have to take it.
I went, the last time I was home, I went in the buckle with my mom just so I could take pictures to send to my friend who always makes jokes about the buckle.
Where did I get this look? The buckle. Duh.
All right. Talk to you later.
You can find me at the buckle. Bye.